KFS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is set to release at least one opinion today, and it could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. People in Colorado and 14 other states will head to the polls. Nikki Haley did win in D.C. over the weekend. Stranded in a blizzard for hours. It's what happened to a lot of folks in Northern California over the weekend.
Rescuers working to reach drivers after the most brutal blizzard of the season swept through the Sierra Nevada mountains, dumping up to 12 feet of snow and packing wind gusts of up to 190 miles per hour. More than 300 vehicles got stuck on Interstate 80. Parts of the highway shut down for days. Officers going car to car. And although this storm has passed, another one is on the way tonight.
That's ABC's Rhianna Nally. Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history on the basketball court. She is now the top scorer in NCAA history. That's what it sounded like in Iowa City when she broke the record. This is ABC News. After several delays, four people now speeding their way to the International Space Station.
Three astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut in a SpaceX rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
Headed to the International Space Station, technicians closing the hatch discovered a hairline crack in the seal. They examined photos of it and apparently determined no problem with the heat of reentry when Dragon comes home in 6 months. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new study possibly linking sleep apnea to memory problems. Researchers finding that patients with sleep apnea are typically 50% more likely to report issues with their memory. And the investors looking to take over Macy's are trying again after the retailer said the last bid was too low. Ark House Management and Bridgegate Capital Management have come back with a new one, boosted by nearly $1 billion. Macy's says it's reviewing the proposal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed a major portion of over $2 billion in tax cuts from Republicans on Friday. The vetoed bills would have given tax breaks to people earning up to $150,000 a year, exempted some of retirees' income, and expanded tax credits for married tax filers. Evers said that the bills would have threatened the state's long-term fiscal health had they become law. Republicans blasted Evers for the veto, saying the tax cuts would have helped middle-class families and seniors. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24/7 tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of the year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
A good day for Brewer batters. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action. The final score 10-4. Willie Adames with a home run. Christian Yelich with two hits, two RBI. On how the team looks so far.
I think we're a really young team. We have a lot of young players. A lot of guys that have been around here for a while have kind of moved on or gone a different direction. You know, I think we'll go as far this year as the young guys take us.
The Brewers face the Giants tomorrow. NBA. Bucks play the Clippers before heading out on a four-game road trip. College hoops. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, now the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, surpassing Pistol Pete Maravich with a record 3,667 points that lasted 54 years. The Badgers losing to Illinois, 91-83. Wisconsin has lost seven of their last nine. Greg Gard.
We play good basketball at times, but we're inconsistent. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Nothing severe and rain amounts. There could be some heavier rain, up to a quarter inch to a half inch possible in some spots by the time it winds down. 56 the high tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow the sunshine is back with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albaugh. Monday, noon to 2, we'll preview the Super Tuesday primary and more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Happy Monday to you.
Long Monday.
Hey, it's a beautiful morning out there. Holy cow.
I know that.
37 in Appleton.
But it's light. I mean, no, but we're doing the clock change, what, this weekend, right?
Oh, are we? Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, that Congress could do a little bit more. What? Okay, go ahead.
Hang on. Well, it's 37 degrees in Appleton, 35 in Oshkosh, 34 in Green. Let me tell you something.
It's light out. I think another reason it feels so nice out is that it's light out.
Yeah. Let me just say something. You know how USA, well, you're a handy guy, you're handy, but okay. I laugh when you say that.
That it's light out?
No, that I'm handy.
Oh, I think you're handy.
No, yeah, okay. So anyway, so I don't know what happened last week, sometime last week here where I live, okay, during the week. Power must have gone out. Mm-hmm. Since that time, I've got three different things in my apartment flashing.
12.
And I don't know how to reset any of them. Is that wrong? My clock. I like look at my little clock with the digital thing.
His VCR.
It's just flashing. My stove, flashing. My microwave, flashing. I don't know how to reset any of them. That's how handy I am. It's like, Dom! Joy,
what was
help the, me?
We had a power outage.
I know, it must have something because they're
it
all
just flickered
flashing.
Last week. Yeah, it flickered here last week.
Okay, that's the day. All right, whenever it happened, the whole building, and yeah.
All right, well,
so that's how handy I am. I cannot reset a single thing that's flashing
with the clocks changing. You're just gonna wait to fall then, so it's back in sync.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I was just showing Todd this morning. I got something on my phone now. With the messenger thing, now you got to put in a new code. It's like, Todd, what am I supposed to do about this? I am the worst. My buddy Sparky, if you're listening, could I hire you? He's a great electrician. Just to reset my clocks.
I meant handy in terms of you make
I can do things
feeders,
with wood.
With wood. But you're
nothing
right.
Electrical,
technical.
Plumbing, anything like that is so far. I just don't have that. Some guys, I can't do either,
but yeah.
But didn't you think when you're a kid that just somehow through osmosis, you develop that?
Yeah.
It's just, well, with age, oh, you're 36 now. Well, you know how to.
Right.
Yeah.
In my house, I was the young one, right? So I knew all the technical stuff. I could set up the VCR. I could set up the stereo,
you're that
right?
Guy.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, boom, nothing.
It turned
like changed on you.
Yeah.
I was never that guy. I could never set up the VCR. I never knew how to, and I was in TV, and this would happen all the time. Packer players, so I'd get them on the coach's show, like the Lindy Infante show, and the guys would say, hey, man, how do I record that while I'm on the show?
Yeah, I tell him in the locker room. I say, hey, can you be there, you know, about 6:45? Show starts at 7. We'll go over the plays and everything. Yeah, I'm just gonna I'm gonna send my mom a copy. Go, how do I record that? It's like
No.
So well, you're in TV, you should know.
Yeah. Start it before you leave the house.
I don't know.
But in our defense, technology has changed a lot.
It changed so much. From
so
the time
quickly.
You and I are basically the same age.
Right, we are. Yeah.
And when it hit, it's like, this is how you grew up. This is how your dad did everything. So I'm just going to follow those lines. And then something happened and the world turned.
Well, not really. The world changed, but you know, like that.
And we didn't change with it.
Right. Like that very famous book on Who Moved My Cheese. It's like, okay, wait a minute. The world changed around you. You didn't change with it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And that's us.
Yes.
Totally. We would
and
be
I'm
the
at
mouse.
That point, I can say this. I don't feel guilty anymore. I don't feel like less worthy. It's like, yep. That's me.
It did. I don't know how to do it.
Yep.
Not only do I don't know how to do it, I don't want to learn how to do it.
Exactly. That's
when you're pretty
content.
I don't
have the energy to learn anymore.
That is where I'm at in life.
Yeah. It's like, no.
I'll pay someone to help me, or
I'm really proud of myself because I hate my TV, my cable TV here.
Yeah, you complain about that a lot.
Well, I don't get enough chance. I don't get it. It's,
I thought you had Spectrum, doesn't it have like 1,000 channels?
No, I don't. I only got like 20 channels. Okay, and that sounds like a lot, but
yeah,
it's
it
not.
Is a lot.
It's not. No, or 10. I don't know whatever. But anyway, unlike my TV or whatever, I get. Everybody loves Raymond, which ironically, I see Patricia Heaton is 66 today. I love her in that show.
Yeah,
I do love
great.
That show.
That's a great
that's
show.
That's one of the best written shows I've ever seen in TV history. But anyway, so I'm proud of myself that I finally figured out what like three channels have TV shows on that I watch.
Just
and it's taken me like 6 months.
But just
I got that.
You got rid of Spectrum.
No,
save
I don't
yourself
get, no,
the
no,
money
no, no,
and
no,
get
no,
rabbit
no.
ears.
Okay, well, I got the...
Because it's free.
I got Roku, the little Roku thing.
I don't know what that is.
Where you get like about, but I don't know how to set it up. Julie set it up for me one time, and then I had disconnected, and now I don't know how to set it up again. That's how horrific I am at stuff. So if she ever comes back to, or well, when she comes back, she'll like have to reset everything. She'll reset my clocks, reset everything.
So
that's the stage I am at my life.
All right.
Julie!
We have.
This doesn't work. What did you do?
So you have Netflix and all that?
No.
My TV? And,
no.
Or whatever.
No, I got none of that.
We have, I think we have all of that, but I don't know. I just, there's too many commercials.
Although there's a big, I love, my favorite channel is, well, the History Channel. I have to have the History Channel.
Yeah,
and
like that.
Turner Classic Movies. And they're doing a thing, I want to come on Pete's show one time and talk about this. They're doing a thing of 30 days of Oscar winners, okay? Like the best movies of the year, they're airing like every night, which is really cool.
So they're going back 30 years, are you saying?
No, it's going back like 100, or not 100. It's going back like, I don't know. The other day, it was a movie from 1939, Goodbye, Mr. Chips. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It was Picture of the Year. And then, what other one did I watch? It was Picture of the Year. Oh, this is a great one. Lost Weekend. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, man, this was great, too. I mean, these are from the 30s. And 40s. I love movies from the 40s.
Yeah.
And that was great. So I love watching really old movies like that.
All right. Well, that's something to do. I mean, right? I mean, it's old movies. You like to read, watch movies. That's not my thing. But I'm telling you, to save money.
What is your thing?
It's not watching TV, I'll tell you that. Too many commercials. I know we're not supposed to talk about that because that's the advertisers. But like 60 Minutes last night. You called me during 60 Minutes.
Sorry.
That's fine. It's okay. But
it's about something pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Well, you called me about two things, right? Did you call
me
twice yesterday?
Well, UW-Green Bay, the men and women.
We have tickets.
The same night, back-to-back in the tournament. They're hosting a tournament. This is fantastic. The men and women hosting first-round tournament games this week. I think that's going to be phenomenal. We're going to that.
We are, and that's Thursday. So John called, you know, I'm a season ticket holder.
And by the way, I am a homeless person. I'm one step away from being homeless. Because basically, everything I eat is between Christy and Jim giving me food. Because I hate, when I went shopping a couple weeks ago, it was $105. It's like, I'm not going shopping anymore.
Right,
I'll be damned. I'm not shopping for groceries anymore. Groceries are too expensive.
Yeah.
So Jim calls me and says, I got some food for you from the homeless shelter. So I come here and I was like starving. And he, it was sitting right here, Todd, where I'm sitting, okay? And it was like, I open it, and it's like three hot dogs that were like still warm. Yeah. And they smelled so good. So you know what I did? I sat right here. I just pulled down the
hot No ketchup, no mustard.
No nothing.
I didn't even put anything on there.
Okay, that's why there was hot dog juice all over.
Yeah, absolutely.
We cleaned up this morning.
Oh, my God. Those are good hot dogs.
We had a group yesterday. I think I told you that. We had the students from Southwest High School in yesterday. They came in for a tour at 10. I gave them a tour, 12 students. And then they, some of them made lunch. We had more than that. We had some fruit salad. We had a casserole, too. I don't know if you had any of
you
that.
Yeah, stuffing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a casserole.
Oh, is that a casserole? I thought it was stuffing.
No, it was a
casserole. Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll tell them to add something to it. So 6, 7 of them made lunch, but the other 5 put together the packets it's not a packet, the bag that people get when they come in, you know, with towels, and sheets and all that. So, you know, and then they all help serve. So they're the ones who, I mean, they're hot dogs, right? But they're the ones who made the lunch and served the lunch. They were great kids from Southwest. So, but there was some left over. So I said, well, I'm going to grab these for a friend of mine. Who might be here someday. But the meal is open to not only the residents that are there, the 108 people who are living there, but it's open to the community. So, you could stop in there if you want to walk across the bridge and join us for dinner every day.
I would love to.
And they would love to see you too. Everybody knows we kind of work together. So, and we have a lot of veterans there too, unfortunately, but we just do.
Whatever. I'd love to be there. Anyway, I'd love to eat with them.
Anyway, so I bring you some of that food once in a while.
Do you guys have any spare rooms?
You would not qualify, John.
All right.
So, I was just thinking about that.
I know. I wouldn't live there.
Yeah. It fits your budget. I mean,
I know.
It's free.
I would do that. I would live there.
I wouldn't.
I would pay.
No, that's not our thing, John. All right. We take people who are homeless.
I know, but if you had something that was, it's like, well, this room's never rented or whatever.
No, we have people that.
Okay.
You can
make sure all the electronic clocks in the building are set.
We take care of that. We do.
Last guy in the world for that. But okay, so today is National Snack Day, which is great. Couldn't you live on snacks? Who needs a real sit-down meal? Couldn't you just live on snacks?
You're talking to a guy that could live on snacks. Absolutely, 100%.
I could open the refrigerator and grabbing some cheddar cheese and cutting off a big slice and some crackers and just living on snacks.
And just those ham rolls with pickles.
Oh,
and stuff.
God.
And those are good.
I love those.
Yesterday, I made dip, but... put cilantro, hummus, and then tomatoes and peppers, and made that, and it was just a dip.
You kind of lost me at hummus, though.
Why?
I don't think I'd like hummus.
Well, that's what you mix it in. So those guys who think it's too bland, you mix it in with, other stuff to give it a little bit more spice, like salsa. But this is stuff better than salsa. You mix that together. To your point, I could live on that.
Yeah,
I could
Different types of dips. I could live on that. Mm-hmm. No question about it. Yeah, I could. Yeah. Okay, so I got a text here. Congrats to Caitlin Clark for breaking the all-time college scoring mark. Absolutely. It bugs me so much when people put her down for whatever stupid reasons.
Why would they do that? She's an Iowa kid.
We only got 1 minute. I'm going to start on that when we come back. But happy birthday, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, 63 years old, who I introduced to his wife.
What?
I don't, John. Thank God we only got a minute left. What?
Ray Boom Boom Mancini was working out in Tucson. When I worked in Tucson, that was a real hub because they had really good boxing gyms there where guys would come and train. Okay? Alexis Arguero, Tommy Hearns. I go on and on, the different guys.
Okay,
there's this woman who is like a sports writer, okay, who wanted to interview him. And I'll tell you the story when I come back.
Didn't he play the trumpet?
Boom Boom Mancini, the boxer.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. It's
going to
be a week.
Now we're going 3 hours today. I'll be back.
Figure it out.
It's going to be a long day.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back! Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We are debuting our brand new show today.
Well, it's not a brand new show. We've been on since June 26th, and despite all odds, it's been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And today we expand our show, which is kind of exciting.
To 3 hours.
It's not kind of. It's really exciting.
Yeah. So we're doing 3 hours, folks.
I was at Pick and Save and ran into some people, and they said, how's your radio show going? I'm like, good. I don't really catch it all the time. But I said, we're going for another hour, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm in now. So that's just, they're just admitting they sleep late.
I think from 8 to 9 is going to be a big hour for us. I really do.
Sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
folks, we are here from 6 till 9 this morning. Civic Media graciously said, hey, you want to do another hour? All right.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah. So, and our sponsors wanted to do another hour.
Their sponsors are great. So, and we got the greatest producer in the history of radio. And I just want to tell you something, Todd. When I talked to him, we spent the whole weekend together, me and him, pretty much.
And now 3 hours
today.
We spent the whole weekend together.
And I'm drinking again.
I know. And I got to tell you, we talked about this. I said the reason this show is working is because we got the greatest producer you'll ever find.
Yeah.
And that's you. Yeah. And that's no lie, Todd. We're not trying to blow smoke. But without you, you were the hub. We just come on and we BS for a living for 3 hours now or whatever. You make the whole thing work.
You do. And we've got
the greatest producer in the history of radio.
This is before the alcohol, Todd. Yeah. It's true. It was we were at Settlement.
I was going to ask you about that.
No, we were.
I got to tell you something, though. I'm not going to be a stranger to that place. Breakfast, Saturday morning at the Settlement.
Yeah. Till 2? I don't know. Till what? Breakfast?
I don't know. It's almost like all Mexican food for breakfast. Okay. It was like, I had like enchiladas and eggs type of thing. Phenomenal. And I had one Bloody Mary. You know, a little Saturday Bloody Mary and a little chaser.
You did?
Yeah. Well, it's a Saturday morning. You go out for breakfast.
Of course.
It was fantastic. The whole thing, Bloody Mary, big breakfast, like $16. Where you go someplace else, it'd be like $9 for that Bloody Mary and, whatever.
However,
it was great. Yes, however.
However, they only take cash. And we looked at each other.
Which was really unusual.
We have
carry like no cash.
So she goes, we have an ATM machine. I'm like, the hell's that? So I don't even know how to use that. So then John, you went to the ATM machine, right? So I went out in my car, dug around, under the seat.
Brings out the old checkbook.
no cover on it. Just,
really?
Yeah.
just a book.
It's like, it's been so long since I've seen a checkbook.
No, but it wasn't in the book. It was just a box of checks. So I just went and grabbed one out of there and wrote it. I'm like, and I gave it to her. I said, this is a lot riskier than my credit card. But anyway,
But it's just funny seeing a check, somebody writing on a check again, the old checkbook. It's like, when's the last time you saw that in a restaurant? Normally it's like, we don't take checks. We don't take checks.
Exactly.
And here it's like, we only take checks.
Right.
Or cash. Yeah.
So.
But it was great.
It was great. Well, the people,
I still that love fun. That place. Yeah. I've loved the Settlement. They used to have great fish. I don't know if they still have the great fish fries they used to have, but you know what? I've got a weird thing. Whenever I have good soup someplace, okay, I always remember it. And they had, I even asked the lady there that night, I said, do you have that cheeseburger soup anymore? And she says, yeah, but we never know when it's going to be. Right. I can tell you the different places. Do you remember the old, what was the place right downtown here? Everybody used to go to it. Everybody that worked out, it would always be the people from the courthouse.
Upstairs?
No. It was like walking distance from here. Oh, shoot. And then they tore it down.
Blackstone? Blackstone, the museum was?
No. A restaurant that everybody used to go to downtown.
Well, evidently
all the
not...
people from the courthouse, the judges, the lawyers. Well,
evidently not enough people. Were
there.
Oh,
it's there for like 50 years. But anyway, they had a soup. It was a wild rice and turkey soup that was phenomenal. Yeah. Okay. Remember we went to lunch, or we spoke that day over at, what's the name of the place? The Irish
Inn?
Place.
Yes, the Irish Inn.
That's not the name. But anyway, and I asked them, hey, do you still have that squash soup? The pumpkin squash soup?
Yeah. Which
I always remember great soups that I have.
Huh.
But they had a cheeseburger soup, and I've never found, does anybody out there know how to make cheeseburger soup? Because that's what they used to have at the settlement, which was phenomenal. Why can't I think of the name of the place right here,
Jim? I don't know. But you know, that settlement is owned by Ken Tefford. You know him. He's the guy who owned the Riverside Ballroom.
Which is one of my favorite places in the world. I've done
100
benefit type things there. And every time I walk into that place, it's like, this is Green Bay. This is old Green Bay. I love that place.
Yeah.
Love it.
There's an article. I've got the Sunday paper, but it really features
Stein!
Him.
Stein. Thank you. Somebody texted it. Stein.
If you would have said they have the ultimate Reuben sandwich, I would have said the Stein.
Big into Reuben sandwiches.
They were known for that, I think, more so than
you're
that.
German, aren't you?
Yes.
You got that sauerkraut thing.
That's I went to poke.
It's like your DNA.
I went to Poke the Bear on Saturday night.
At the Northland?
Yeah. And their signature sandwich is their... smoked pastrami.
Ooh, that sounds
it's
good.
Great. It's great. Oh, yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah,
when my number pops up, when I call, they're just.
Ooh, okay. Smoked pastrami.
That's good.
I would take that in a heartbeat. I love pastrami.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Jim keeps a box of Chex in his car? ?
Yeah.
But you do.
Under the seat.
He keeps, yeah. And then finish the boom boom story. Okay.
Oh.
So anyway, and by the way, we got a big show today, folks. We got at 7 o'clock, Kevin Van Ness is coming in. Kevin was here last week, but this is going to kick off the Live from the City Deck Landing musical series.
The studio series that they're launching, Kevin.
For the summer.
Man, that's top entertainment.
And I'm so excited about Friday. We got Dennis from the Glam Band, and he's going to host the show for us basically on Fridays with live musicians and local musicians. And we want to use this as a way to give some of these local musicians and everything some pub and give them a little whatever. And our guy Dennis from the Glam Band, this is his show.
That's the last hour
on Fridays.
Right? The
last hour on Fridays.
So like you just said, John, a venue just to give people a taste of the
music.
And he's bringing in, what did he call it? He's not bringing in a drum set, but those electrical percussion things,
okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I was, so Friday night, we both went to the Garth Brooks tribute.
Yeah.
The iconic thing. It was phenomenal.
Is that?
My God.
What was his name?
Adam Lee.
Oh, my God.
He is so talented. He brings so much energy to the table.
Two things, though, when it comes to entertaining. You got to have talent, which obviously he has because he sang every song, although I'm not a biggest Garth Brooks guy like I told you. But
I knew every song. It was fantastic.
It was till like intermission. I was like, oh, finally I know a song. But he is an entertainer. That's what I love about the guy.
The energy.
And jumping up on with the drummer and then – out in the crowd playing, and then he went up in the balcony, and that guy, he reminds me of the Polish Prince. Who's that guy? I've seen his show a million times because he was at the Carlton.
Bobby Vinton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, that guy works.
I don't know how that came to my head, the Polish Prince. But okay. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Well, you knew, but he's just very, very talented.
Was he in Greece?
No.
Who was in Greece, Todd?
John Travolta.
No. Who sang Beauty School Dropout in Greece?
Oh, Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli. I always get those
Frankie
guys
Valli's
mixed up.
Not,
yeah,
he's not
me too.
Yeah.
Frankie Valli's not in it. He's got a great voice, but he doesn't work the crowd like jumping out in there.
He was great.
But this guy, that Adam Lee, was
awesome. He was awesome. It was a great show.
And a great, you brought some, six, seven musicians with him. So
I thought that girl was really good. I wish she did like the Trisha Yearwood thing with him. I wish she would have said, oh my.
Yeah.
This went crazy for that. He walks all the way, although he is so out of breath. Goes, I can't believe how many stairs there were getting up here.
Yeah, he did take the elevator.
He was great. I want to get him on again, Todd, just to say, hey, thank you for putting on such a great show.
And it was a good crowd, too.
Great, great crowd. Could have used another bartender. Go to be honest. All right, we got to set it for it. We'll talk more about that. I'll finish the Boo Boo Mancini story. 3 hours today, folks. Wow. Turn us off whenever you want.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is set to release at least one opinion today, and it could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. People in Colorado and 14 other states will head to the polls. Nikki Haley did win in D.C. over the weekend. Stranded in a blizzard for hours. It's what happened to a lot of folks in Northern California over the weekend.
Rescuers working to reach drivers after the most brutal blizzard of the season swept through the Sierra Nevada mountains, dumping up to 12 feet of snow and packing wind gusts of up to 190 miles per hour. More than 300 vehicles got stuck on Interstate 80. Parts of the highway shut down for days. Officers going car to car. And although this storm has passed, another one is on the way tonight.
That's ABC's Rihanna and Allie. Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history on the basketball court. She is now the top scorer in NCAA history. That's what it sounded like in Iowa City when she broke the record. This is ABC News.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
4 Civic Media News. I'm Nate Wickihout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's congressional maps will stay as they are for this November's election. The state Supreme Court declined to reconsider the congressional boundaries Friday. Liberal law firm Elias Law Group filed the challenge with the court after they ruled Wisconsin's legislative maps unconstitutional last year. The court's newest liberal judge, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, did not vote either way in the decision, saying she was not on the court when the underlying case was decided. Vice President Kamala Harris will talk about the economy and apprenticeships when she visits Wisconsin next week. Her visit to Madison will be her second trip to Wisconsin this year and the sixth time since taking office. Observers expect Wisconsin will be one of just a few states to tip November's presidential election. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Nothing severe and rain amounts. There could be some heavier rain, up to a quarter inch to a half inch possible in some spots by the time it winds down. 56 the high tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow the sunshine is back with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 till 8.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Going till 9 o'clock, and you know what? That's going to last for about 4 days.
Yeah.
And then we're going to both say, that's too long. Yeah. I don't have anything else to talk about. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you're waiting to replace broken windows and doors, or if you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now's the time to get it done, because from now until March 31st, you can get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's right. Pella, now pay later, 3 years. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. They go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote, taking the time to listen and educate you on all the product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Pella can also customize, providing nearly endless possibilities for maximum design flexibilities, featuring dramatic sizes, custom colors, finishes, profiles, product types, and more. The installation is complete with no mess and no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Order by March 31st. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply.
Wow. Did you write that too?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good ad.
I just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So, I noticed. So, yeah. So, Jim and I, we spent Friday night together at the Garth Brooks concert.
At the Meyer, which was great.
Which was fantastic. I want to get him on. Todd, if you can get him on, we just want to congratulate him and say thanks for... And 3 hours of phenomenal entertainment.
Right.
You got it.
But and the crowd was good, and everything
was just
good.
Fun. Although, except far
be it for us to complain, but we can find something wrong.
Yeah. Then one bartender.
Whoops. One bartender.
And I got there. The thing started at 7:30. I got there about quarter after, maybe 10 after, whatever. I thought, yeah, I had a beer, you know, whatever, and go sit and watch. The line was so long. It was unbelievable.
It was and they have.
It went out to the hallway. It's like.
They have three stations that they could have opened, but they opened one.
So and we got to, was it Matt?
Yeah.
We talked to Matt.
I don't know how that worked, because my guess is, and I don't know how the finances work, but I'm sure he had to pay and then give a portion of his ticket sales. But my guess is that the Meyer kept all the bar revenue. And they just left money on the table, because there's a lot of us. It's like, I'm not going to stand in line that long.
It was so long. The line was so long.
And
it was incredible.
The tip jar's good there. So I don't know why.
I don't know. Hire Dom. Dom's the greatest bartender you'll ever find.
Well, that's a pretty simple bar there, too. I mean, it's not
okay,
like you
know
everything.
What, though? You know, we're... Okay, so he's finally come around on something.
What?
Dom has.
What? Monsignor Dom?
Huh?
Monsignor Dom?
When he owns the funeral home,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to handle the bar. We're going to have a hospitality room, and I'm going to bartend.
Be careful.
Is that a great idea?
Not really.
Why?
Can I DJ? I'll set
yes,
up a little.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll make it more
absolutely.
Exciting.
I would just caution you. I don't know. I would be worried about people at a wake and a lot of alcohol.
It's just a nice glass of wine, a nice old fashioned. Yeah. Hey, this one's in honor of Uncle Ernie. Have a Manhattan.
Well, they do that after. They do that after.
Well, it'd be during.
During? Yeah, okay.
No, but does anybody have anything at the actual funeral home?
Well, you have to get a liquor license for that.
Well, I'll get a liquor license. Well, so somebody else, because it's probably not my name, but we'll get a.
They do a background check
somebody
now.
Somebody else will get a liquor license. And don't you think that's a great idea? Julie would talk. She would, like, provide snacks and stuff like
they
that.
They have snacks in the room and coffee and soda.
Coffee, but nobody has a bar, Jim.
Yeah, I think there's a reason. I don't know, John. What do I know? Todd, I just would not
Todd's my voice. You know what? You're that guy where no matter what somebody – hey, I got a cure for, you know, whatever,
no,
heart disease. Nah, I don't think that's
good. But he's the guy that'll take the information and then go do it himself.
Yeah, he will. He'll tell somebody else.
That's right. I'm just talking out of it.
You're always that negative guy. Todd, is this a good idea, yes or no?
I love the idea.
Thank you.
You know, even if they don't drink during, right after, they can go over, have a couple, and then, you know.
Exactly.
Okay. Are you going to charge?
they'll buy into it, right?
They'll be part of the package.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of the package.
An open bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Everybody gets 2 drink tickets when they walk in, right?
I think there's some liability. Open bar is going to cost
you. Julie just texted us. I think it's for after the funeral.
It is?
Okay.
That's
okay.
Nothing to do with it.
We've been doing that for years.
Listen, if somebody came in during the funeral, would you turn them away? No.
No.
Right?
No.
I think you're asking. I don't think
and
there's
I'm going to be the guy doing the serving. What could go wrong?
A lot of emotion.
Jim, you can speak at the funeral.
Yeah, I can do that.
You could do the invocation.
I can do that. John,
just get your whole thing about, what was it that Dom said you had mixed up a little bit?
I didn't want, just because he's your kid. You said I was mixed up. I may have to think he's a little mixed up. So I don't know.
All right.
Yes, I could do
We're going to do this.
I don't think that's a good idea, but let me think about
Why don't you think this is a good idea?
Because I think people, when they get there, are, first of all, I think they're there to pay their respects to
Absolutely.
The deceased. To talk with other family members. And I think if you would mix that with gin or whatever you're going to be
serving. We won't have gin. Nobody likes gin except you.
Okay.
You're the only human being I know that likes gin.
My dad likes gin, too.
You and your dad are the only people that like gin.
We'll put a bottle behind the pulpit for you.
Yes, with your name.
Jim's gin. That takes away from why you're there. No, I don't like it.
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't. I think after, and, you know, that's fine to have. Some people have open bars, or a lot of them it's a cash bar. But that's the time to celebrate.
I mean, let's be honest. When you're at a funeral type thing.
Very emotional.
It's uncomfortable.
Very.
Nobody's comfortable at a place like that.
Nope.
So having to be able to stick back, have a little schnapp, a little something for the effort.
Well, I think some people may do that before they go. Just to take the edge off, because that's a very...
Make some money off that idea, then.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think... And the other thing I
okay, I'm going to throw this out there. Folks.
Would you like alcohol at the wake?
People, what do you think? A little open bar on a side room at a funeral? And not the not the church funeral.
No, the wake service.
Yeah, the wake thing, or whatever you call it.
Wake. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the wake service, you think there should be an open bar?
Or you can get a glass of wine or a little drink in honor of Uncle Ernie.
No.
That kind of thing.
Focus needs
yes
to be
no?
on. No, I absolutely not. The focus needs to be on Uncle Ernie.
Actually, let's not use Uncle Ernie. That's a really bad song from The Who, from the Tommy rock opera. Uncle Ernie. I'm your wicked Uncle Ernie, Bobo.
Oh,
it's a bad song. So let's say Uncle Arnie.
Oh, boy. That's way off. Okay, Uncle Arnie, not Uncle Ernie.
So yeah,
Uncle
Paul, yes or no? Good idea for an open bar on a side room at a wake? Yes or no?
Okay.
And I will be the bartender, so I'll be there telling jokes and doing the whole thing and telling stories.
It's not what a wake is for.
Well,
but all right, if you want to, after thousands of years, change the focus of a wake. But a wake, John, is not, that's not what it's for. The party after, that's what it's for, to honor or celebration of life, that kind of stuff. But
so far, we've got 100% yes. 100%.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's backwards. It's 100% no right
so
now.
Far, ladies and gentlemen. So yes. Far.
What?
John,
yeah.
John,
I'm serious.
John, let me take over. So far, ladies and gentlemen, it's 100% no. Yeah, it's no. Todd hit the wrong key.
Yep.
Todd.
I'm surprised by the results coming in.
It's the one time you've let me down.
I know. It's just.
Irish, are you serious?
Irish Wake in Town offered shots at Blaney's.
Okay.
Ooh, more no's than yeses here. Wow.
This is incredible.
William, Carol, all texting in this morning.
This is my
thank you
future.
For texting.
This is my future occupation.
There's
folks.
Other money to be made besides.
Oh, my God.
Drowning your sorrows at the wake. You can say a prayer and talk to the family. And then alcohol leads to maybe high emotion, maybe a little trouble, too.
No, it's not, because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be handling things.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got a tip jar there? Kevin's here.
Maybe?
Yeah. So
wow.
You're not going to cut people off with a tip jar. Yeah, there's a lot of people texting in that no.
Folks, let us know. Let us know.
It is no.
Well, it's still early.
Let us know.
The polls are open till late.
Okay. Yeah, true. We have 3-hour polls today. But should we have alcohol at a wake service as opposed to just after?
Okay, now we're coming back a little bit, right, Todd?
We got some yeses coming in.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, 50-50. Okay. All right. Well, we'll let that one sit for a little while. But I vote no. I mean, no. There's other ways to deal with your pain.
It's not pain. It's a celebration, Jim.
That's after.
It's a celebration.
Mino, I'm with you. Okay.
Mino, I'm with you. I would so do this. Okay. Tina. Thank you, Tina.
Hi, Tina. You're
voice of reason. Tina, you're hired. Would you like to help? Yeah. You're hired, Tina. I need an extra. You know what? Because we're not going to be. You know, the last two places we've been, our number one complaint, what's it been?
Alcohol lines.
So they have the lines.
I think before you guys go anywhere together, you got to call ahead, find out how many bartenders are on,
right,
and then decide if you're going to go.
The last two events we were at, that's been our biggest complaint, is they don't have enough bartenders.
The city of Green Bay celebrated their 170th birthday, which was last Tuesday, and they had an event at the Northland Hotel, and about 250 people. That was a great event, by the way. I thought it was
fantastic
awesome.
Event.
And,
loved it.
The Northland's a great venue too. So, but they had a one bar,
and like 40 people in line.
Yeah, and it took a long time to go through that line.
So when we do an event, but we're I just want to say six bartenders.
I just want to say I love the Northland. And then the mayor was listening to us because the next day he said, "Because you tell mine that," and you were complaining about the price of the drinks too. I think they're $8 or something. But anyway,
I think a glass of wine was like 11.
Okay, but anyway, the mayor sent a text to me and said, tell Mino, yeah, the drinks may have been expensive, but the food was free.
It was. And it was good.
So I said to Johnny, at least he listens.
And it was really good.
It was great food.
It was great food.
But I just, what surprises me when I go to a place like that and the line's on, I don't understand it because it's
a
profit.
I mean, I've been at like wedding reception, same thing. It's like, really? You can't put like three bars up? You get that one bar and you feel bad for that poor person
and it's,
behind there working their butt off.
But. Yeah, and I think they could probably pay that person.
Yeah, just on tips.
Right.
They make so much money and stuff like
that.
I don't know.
Maybe, you know what, maybe the problem is they underestimate the size of the crowd.
Yeah, but I got a thing here. Okay, all right. Should there be open bar at a wake, which is my idea? No, 70%. Yes, 30%. But we're still working on that. Okay, the Boom Boom Mancini story. Okay. So I was working in Tucson, KOLD TV in Tucson, Arizona, Channel 13.
Yeah.
And Boom Boom Mancini comes down there to train for a big bout that he was going to have. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this female sports writer from the area, I can't remember her name. She was there to do an interview with him. And I knew her. And I introduced, and you know what? I got to have to back this up because I'm pretty sure this is all true. So listen to me. I'm
pretty sure it's all
so
true.
So I introduce him. And I'll never forget this. And he goes, oh, are you the famous, or should I say infamous, so-and-so? Because she was kind of a little bit of a controversial writer type thing, okay? And I introduced, boom, boom. I go, this is, you know, so-and-so. And they got married.
Okay. I don't know about. Okay.
It's a true story.
Well, how come, okay. And you don't remember her name?
No, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, okay.
But they got married. What do you think about that?
I don't. Okay.
So I introduced him to his wife. So do you know the Boom Boom Mancini story?
Did you get invited to their wedding?
Yes. Do you know the Boom Boom Mancini story?
Where was the wedding?
Tucson. Do you remember the Boom Boom Mancini story?
Tell me a little bit more about the wedding.
It's nice. And they, you know what they had? They had an open bar afterwards.
You didn't go to that wedding.
I went to the, you don't know if I went to the wedding, Jim.
Yeah, I think I
You
do.
Can't
I
sit here and say that yes or no.
Okay.
Do you know the Boom Boom Mancini story?
I never heard, no.
You never heard of Ray Boom Boom Mancini? There was a movie made about his life story.
I thought it was an instrument. That
no,
played.
Listen, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, he was a boxer, welterweight boxer, okay? His dad was on the cusp of being like champion, world champion, okay? But World War II started, he went into the war, got wounded, and had to end his entire boxing career. He was going to be a heavyweight, he was going to be a middleweight champion.
His dad. Okay.
But he got hurt in the war, and everything ended. So Boom Boom, Ray, wanted to honor his dad by becoming a boxer.
That's nice.
And became a phenomenal boxer. But he was short. He didn't have reach. Okay?
Didn't have long arms, right?
Yeah. So he got beat by, I think it was Alexis Arguello. But here's another story. But there was a movie made about Ray Boom Boom Mancini, and he actually played a part in a movie. I think it was The Big Red One with Lee Marvin about the First Division. You know who else was in that movie? It was Mark Hamill from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, long story short, but 1982, this is when Boom Boom's career kind of, he was fighting Dooku Kim from Korea. He fought Dooku Kim and punched him really bad and he died.
No.
Dooku Kim died.
The It's too bad.
So how's that for a story?
Oh, I got that.
Don't forget that. Wow. No, Todd. But Boom Boom Mancini. So I introduced him to his wife.
There's a lot of...
And they... I could go on and on.
Boom Boom
just
killed
stop.
Cuckoo.
Stop!
No,
stop.
Just, there's a lot of stop. Repetitive.
Stop! Kevin Van Esker, as we come back. Forget...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Monday morning, 37 degrees in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. I'll tell you what, we got about the best weather in the country right now. I told you, my old hometown, Grand Blanc, Michigan, got hit with a terrible tornado the other day. Texas, the fires are unbelievable. Northern California, they're getting like 8 feet of snow.
Well, it's more than that. But did you see the winds out in California?
Yeah.
I thought that was a typo. 200 miles an hour?
Unbelievable.
Like,
what's going
isn't
on?
Isn't that called like a hurricane? I mean, or a tornado? I just can't believe that. That's unbelievable. 60 miles is enough to push a plane around. Wow.
Yeah.
That weather, you're right. And those fires are, how long has that fire been going in Texas? And it's like 15% contained. It's like, come on, you guys. I mean.
You know, that's something that we haven't figured out a way to contain.
We don't.
Is fires. The wildfires. Which is surprising.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd be able to just fly planes over and drop something and
or dig or something.
But terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weather, and we talked about that even this summer, how it was like, 200 degrees and just super hot. Not was 200, but like 115 in a lot of these cities. And it was a record 30 days. And here it was like very manageable. People can complain all they want about Wisconsin weather. I think it's awesome.
What's the hottest you've ever seen? So I'm going to tell you mine, okay?
Well, I was in Death Valley, but I don't know. I went to Vegas like when I was in an industry, and they booked a 10-year contract to get the best rate. So the show was in August. That's why they got the best rate. So for 10 years, I went to Vegas every August, and you walk out. It's just an oven.
Well, I live in Phoenix,
117.
Yeah,
just you walk out of the hotel. It's like, this is crazy.
When I in Iraq, they asked me to bring over a thermometer that went over 120 because just always said 120 because the sun was so hot there. And I want to say it was like 120. I had this little oven thermometer. I put it on the Humvee. It was 128, I think, is what it registered. That was in June of 2006. But heat is heat. I mean, heat is something else. Hi, Kevin.
Kevin. So
look at Kevin Van Ness here, my man. Don't make me get my clarinet.
So
on his shirt.
People who everybody knows Kevin Van Ness, but I want to reintroduce him anyway. This is this is the most talented musician in Wisconsin. I would say that.
Kevin. What do you think of my idea of having a hospitality room at a wake?
Okay.
I
could be a musician.
Will you play Amazing Grace at my funeral?
You bet.
Thank you.
He jazzes it up a little bit too, which would go with your...
Is that weird that I'm planning my funeral?
You do talk about it more than I think you should.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
But it's okay to get that done. But once you get it done, you should put it in the drawer and get on with life.
Yeah.
But you do bring it up
I know.
Often.
Okay.
It's concerning. Do you know something we don't know, John? Are you going to have an announcement?
I don't know. I have this not good feeling.
He'll outlive us all, Jim. He's going to outlive us all.
I got this pain.
I don't want to say bad feeling. I have a not so good feeling.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Kevin taught music at Washington Junior High for 32?
Middle school?
32?
Yeah, I started out in Green Bay as an elementary. I filled in for the old Mayor Hallowen's wife was in a bad car accident.
Oh, she was pretty musically inclined, right?
Yeah, she was.
Did you know that Mayor Hallowen is in my first book on World War II veterans ever wrote? He was a medic in World War II.
Okay.
Serious combat.
I liked him. And he went to city band concerts. And then after I got elected, I said, look, you can park in my driveway because it's right across the street.
Yeah.
And I even though he supported my opponent, but
I liked him. Can I park in your driveway sometime?
No. But
so I started there, Jim, and then I went to Lincoln High School in Manitowoc.
You were at Lincoln?
It was a very high-energy, competitive marching band, and the jazz band was a class, and they always had a big jazz concert at the end of the year, local guest artists. So I took it up a notch. I actually spent hours on a phone call getting a hold of the Tonight Show folks and ended up bringing in the drummer from the Tonight Show and the sax player and the trumpet player.
So Manitowoc?
Can you imagine, John, you're playing drummer, and you're, I said, hey, kids, watch the TV tonight.
Wow.
And there's a drummer tomorrow morning.
What year was this?
I was in there in 85, 6, 7, 88.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe you would do that.
That was the heyday of Lincoln High School when they had those great football teams.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Rubick.
We won 3 years in a row, so it was my first year. And we had state championships, so we had the kids marching all the way to, like, the end of November. And then we got to switch around and quick do a concert band in a few weeks.
Wow. So you did the football games?
Yeah. We even did and then the head of the arts program, he thought it was great to get out there. So, you know, I'd have a Friday off, and that's back when I was just meeting my wife and, oh, good, maybe we can finally go out, Kevin. And he'd say, hey, Kevin, I booked the away game. They're going to split the halftime, take the kids over there. So we were, I mean, I did like 60, 70 performances with those kids every year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's
Ron
fantastic.
Rubick years.
Ron Rubick, absolutely and great years.
The Tonight Show was peaking too then. I mean, that's quite an
honor. That was a heyday. They owned it.
That's awesome that you.
Oh, and those guys.
But you work hard.
They
and
all
today
to
is
get out.
Marching Band Day.
Yeah, they all want to get out there, Jim, because they knew Johnny Carson was so powerful that he pretty much. Whatever he wanted. He was the reason they kept that big band. So those guys wanted their names.
Well, Doc Severson, whole thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I met Doc. He was quite a guy, too.
Yeah. Did he come to town?
So I
He was actually at the Widener Center, and I knew Ed Shaughnessy, the drummer, and Ernie Watts, the sax player. He's the guy that, if you listen to almost any TV show, Night Court, Cheers, anything, he's a sax player.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he was in our band room, too, at, you know, with the kids and playing. And so anyhow, they said, hey, Kevin, we're coming into the Widener Center in Green Bay. So I said, okay, I'll come out meet you guys. Show my, you know, my kids are younger then. He said, I'll come and introduce you to my kids. So we go out to the Widener. It's about 3-4 o'clock, and the band's gone. They're not rehearsing. Doc's standing on the stage by himself, buzzing on his mouthpiece. So I said, hey, Doc, where's the band? Oh, they left for supper. We're done early. So I talked to him. He said, oh, you got to follow me. He buzzes the whole concert on his mouthpiece all around the Widener, down the hallway, in the bathroom, all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was telling. Was he a nice guy?
Very nervous. You leave him alone before a concert, which you wouldn't think after playing on
after
the
all
show,
these years.
You're coming to Green Bay.
Oh, my God.
And the drummer said, don't. So anyhow, I said, Doc, can I get a picture with you? He said, I don't have time for that, Kevin. I said, well, you must believe in education. I got my two boys. One picture.
Oh, my God.
So he took a picture, took my kids home, and came back with my wife for the concert. And after the concert, he's got a long line waiting for his autographs. And my wife said, I suppose you'd like an autograph. She said, we'll wait. It'll be at least an hour. Waited at the end. He was a completely different calm guy. Hey, Kevin, where's your kids? Where are they?
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
He said, where you can get good bratwurst? So he said, if I'd known how to cook them, he said, I'd brought the whole band over to your house. The Tonight Show band at my house eating bratwurst.
You see,
wow.
That's kind of cool that he still gets a little bit butterflies, a little bit stressed before the show. That means he really wants, you know, he's a little.
Especially if he misses something, Jim.
Right.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you've done so much. We're gonna go to break. Does that sound like that's like trying to
this
sound
is
like
good stuff.
Ed McMahon, you know,
I like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Van Ness joining us.
And we're gonna talk a lot about what you brought to this community.
What's happening this summer
this
in this
summer.
Area?
Yeah, we're busy all over this summer.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And all over the United States, really, in the winter. But thank God we got you here for the summer.
All right. We gotta set a quick break. Mine on the Mayor, we're going 3 hours today, folks.
I don't know.
And we got Kevin, maybe. Back after this.
your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Friday, best of the week, trending education news.
Busted Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 WISS.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support,
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.